Indiana farmers and livestock producers could be caught in the crossfire of a new trade war with Canada. Last weekend, President Trump announced a 50% tariff on Canadian goods, while Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has threatened a dollar-for-dollar tariff retaliation against U.S. ag products, steel, and farm equipment.
My best hope is that this just does not come to fruition because it hurts both sides.
That's Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture.
I hope everybody takes a very big, deep breath, maybe even two or three, and realize that we've got to put past transgressions and frustrations behind us.
McKinney stresses that cooler heads must prevail before structural damage is done to the broader supply chain. He pointed out that both the U.S. and Canada were agonizingly close to an agreement last week before negotiations imploded over non-ag issues and last-minute demands.
I wouldn't advise your listeners to go out and do anything draconian yet. Remember, the counter tariffs imposed on us they're effective September 8th. That delay, I hope, would give both sides time to settle down, stop this exchange, the nasty exchange, the war exchange, and come to a resolution. Because I think we were very, very close last Friday.
On Monday morning, President Trump posted on social media that, quote, Canada has been ripping off the United States. We don't need Canada. They need us. Despite the rhetoric from Trump, McKinney says he remains optimistic that ongoing diplomatic channels, including upcoming meetings between the nation's ag leaders, can pull both countries back from the brink.
Many people don't know, but there has been an annual meeting of the secretaries of agriculture from Mexico, the commissioners, directors, and secretaries in the U.S., and the ministers of ag in Canada. And we're all meeting in Calgary, so no doubt some of this will be in discussion.
That meeting is the 35th Trinational Agricultural Accord, which will be held September 28th through October 1st in Calgary. However, Prime Minister Mark Carney says that Canada's retaliatory tariffs will begin September 8th. I'm CJ Miller.